Hello. So I'm trying to get back into Audioboo. It was really awesome doing one, and then this there was just so much involved because I hit back on one of my mouse browser buttons and I just lost it, and it was perfect, and I had to do it again, and it's never going to be good the second time. So I'm trying to embrace it again, using the browser, recording off the cuff. I had an idea and I just want to get it out as fast as possible. It's like midnight and I just ran to In-N-Out to get French fries and a Coke because I went to college and I have an amazing job and I have a paycheck and I can do crap like that. So that's great. The thing that I wanted to talk about the most was Comic-Con. I just went to Comic-Con last weekend, and I had a great time, but I didn't get as much in as I wanted. Had a really late night the night before, so we woke up at 9 and drove the 2 hours, and of course there was traffic, and we got there around 11, and we walked around for a while. I think I did one circuit, which wasn't even like a full circuit of the giant exhibition hall that is Comic-Con exhibition, but I got to see a few things that I want to see. I got to see Jeff Jacks, who does questionable content, and that was kind of that was something, right? And he's as big of an awkward kid as I am, so I was just like, wow, I would hate to have been role reversed there, and he would have walked up to me while I was working and said, "Oh, I love what you do." I'm like, "Oh wow, that would have creeped me out." So I felt kind of weird, but I did it, and I'm over it now. Next time I'll know better. I'll just give him money and say thanks and walk away. But I got to play video games, which I wanted to do. I didn't get to play all the video games. I missed Rayman. I missed what was the other one? I missed another one. But I got to play Journey. Journey was awesome. I got to play Twisted Metal. Twisted Metal's awesome. I'm a big fan of David Jaffe. Released his Twitter feed and what he stands for, so that was fun. I got to see all the nerd folks that I enjoy hanging out with and enjoy making jokes with, and I just really like that environment a lot. So I'm gonna go back, and next time I'm gonna go back. Oh, I didn't get enough. I didn't get to see everything I wanted to see, but just because of the group I was with. I haven't been able to find a group that, actually wants to go to the con for the con. They always want to go for the con because they're like, oh, so they can say they went to a con, they just want to experience it once and then never go back. And I want to experience it over and over and over again. I don't ever want to leave. So, that's how it is. So the last few times I've been to a convention, people have been like, "Oh, it smells bad," or "All these people are ridiculous," and "Oh, there's too many people. I don't wait. I hate waiting in lines." And I'm like, "They're just not living the experience. They're there to see the content, and that's like only half of the convention. The other half of the convention is the convening of people, right?" So, next time I think Nick, since it's 2 hours away from me, as opposed to going cross country like it has been in the past for PAX, Seattle, PAX, Boston. And then when last time I was in Comic-Con, it was a 4 hour drive. So now it's only 2 hours. I'll probably stay overnight the night before, so I think, and just hang out in the exhibition all day Saturday. I've pretty much written off panels because getting in is just ridiculous. You have to wake up and sit in lines for 4 hours and then go into a panel and then stay in that panel room all day and never leave. And that just doesn't sound like it makes any sense to me. So the exhibition is where it's at. And I hope next year I will get a hotel room, stay the night before, find a group of people that actually wants to go to con for con, and just hang out and enjoy people and impromptu events and crazy happenings and stuff, and stay there all day Saturday and drive home, and that'll be great. And hopefully I get to see everything that I want to see. I'll get to see actual booths, and maybe I'll plan by looking at the schedule or the floor map, and I'll just put a bunch of X's everywhere, and I'll try to hit all those things. But it's still a lot of fun, and I got some t-shirts, and I'm glad it's still there. I don't think it's ruined yet. People are saying, oh, it's too popular, but I think it's fine. I think it's great. I like seeing little kids there. It's really a good time. So, all right, until next time. See ya.